zone, which is also the no Karen zone. Keep that in mind, please. It's the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. I am Steve Gruber for Wednesday, May the 27th, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the NHL coming back and putting the whole pandemic on ice very soon. The National Hockey League discussing a short season, playoffs, and two cities acting as hub cities for all the pro hockey action. Pretty cool, huh? Number two, California was a major hotspot for Memorial Day festivities. House parties, big get-togethers, giant bashes. Oh, my gosh. And lockdown orders by the overzealous Democrats in charge in several states. The defiance is in full swing. And number one, speaking of the lockdowns falling apart, the joke is on you, Michigan. You may have the worst governor in America. And after her husband gets outed for trying to demand the family yacht be in the lake for the holiday, he tries to pull rank by saying he's just the husband of the governor and he's just joking. I guess that's what Big Gretch says. It was all a joke. Didn't go over well. By the way, Governor, just a point of reference. Next time you see a boat on the lake or you need a ride, just call me. My boat was in the water. It's called planning ahead. It's called planning ahead. Oh, and don't shut down all the marinas and the places to put in docks and boats, for example, for weeks and months on end for no particular reason. You wouldn't have had this problem at all, but you clearly have no plan on how to run the state. In fact, I learned yesterday the governor is sending in undercover agents in Michigan, undercover agents from the Liquor Commission, to exact sting operations on golf course owners for the crime of, wait for it, for the crime of selling beer to golfers. True story. True story. We'll have that story coming up in a moment. But first, let's focus on the boat issues and the governor's press event yesterday. You see, the governor and her husband, Dr. Mark Mallory, he's a nice man. He's a dentist. I'm sure he's just fine. But you see, last week he called to get his boat out of storage at a place not far from their northern Michigan cottage. You see, the governor last week, without warning, opened up northern Michigan, the UP, and other parts, probably because nobody was following her rules anyway, and she didn't want to be embarrassed. So her husband called the place where they had stored their boat. Hey, I need the boat in the water in 3 days. And the guy said, yeah, so does everybody else. And he said, well, would it make any difference if I was to tell you that I was the husband of the governor? Of course it would make a difference. You go to the end of the line. And then the scandal blew up. It caught fire. It caught attention nationally because the governor's husband trying to pull rank on some guy at a storage facility saying, hey, I'm the husband of the governor. Well, Big Gretch says that's not how it happened. It was just a joke or her husband was misunderstood. Really? Let's go for bite number two, her husband failing to get out the Whitmer family yacht for the Memorial Day holiday weekend because his wife had shut down the entire state without rhyme or reason in the name of science. Yeah. Political science, nothing to do with actual science. But here's bite two of the governor trying to say it was all just a joke. Here she is.
That said, I do feel compelled to address the most recent one about my husband, Mark. My husband made a failed attempt at humor last week when checking in with the small business that helps with our boat and dock up north. Knowing it wouldn't make a difference, he jokingly asked if being married to me might move him up in the queue. Obviously, with the motorized boating prohibition in our early days of COVID-19, he thought it might get a laugh. It didn't. And to be honest, I wasn't laughing either when it was relayed to me, because I knew how it would be perceived. He regrets it. I wish it wouldn't have happened. And that's really all we have to say about it.
Of course, that's all you have to say about it, because previously you said it didn't happen. And then your office said, we're not going to address every internet rumor. We're above that, you peasants. And then, of course, the truth comes out. But in the meantime, State Senator Tom Barrett was the focus of some wrath from the governor and from his own party, because he had put it up on social media himself, did Senator Barrett, talking about it. Then he was told it wasn't true, so he took it down. It seems the governor and her office lied. Part and parcel, they lied. And so Senator Tom Barrett says, well, he's part of the cover-up now, isn't he? We'll have him on the program a little bit later, Senator Tom Barrett. yeah, he was duped into a cover-up, he says, after the governor's office adamantly denied that Whitmer's husband had tried to use her position to convince a dock company to quickly get the family boat on the water ahead of Memorial Day. I've got an idea. Like I said before, call ahead. Call in advance if you want the boat. Funny thing is, Dr. Mark Mallory, nobody realized it was the governor's boat until he made the push to get the boat unleashed. Now they all know. Oh, and meanwhile, when the governor opened up the UP and northern Michigan, the northern half of the state, after the most ridiculous lockdowns in the nation, she said, but don't go rushing up there. Really? Why are you getting the boat out of hock, Governor? Oh, and what did your husband do? What was your husband up to during these long holiday weekends? What was he doing? Well, here it is, bite number one, her explaining what her husband was actually doing up at the cottage. Here you go.
Governor, I know you did just address some of the rumors that were surfacing the internet. When you opened Region 6 and 8, you advised people not to rush up there and overwhelm the area. Just moments ago, you mentioned that your family's been staying home for the past several weeks, but there were some reports that you did spend time up north. Are those reports true?
So, as you know, a few weeks ago, we dropped the travel ban so that if people had a second residence, it was permitted to go to a second residence. My husband did go up to our place in Antrim County and raked some leaves and came home. So he was there. We did not all pile in the car to go enjoy our second home, although that would have been permitted if we had. But the fact of the matter is he was there briefly for a night, I think, one or two nights, and came right back home after he raked our leaves.
So he went up there and raked a few leaves for one night, or was it two nights? And what really went on, and how long was he gone? And I don't have any idea. I was on Good Morning America and MSNBC, and I was on a thing with Joe Biden. How could I remember? I'm too popular. I'm going to be vice president, you know. Here's the deal, Michigan. You do have the worst governor in America, a person who clearly has no idea what she's doing. And then to top it all off, sending undercover Michigan liquor control agents into golf courses that have restaurants in sting operations in an attempt to put people out of business for selling beer to golfers. No, this happened. It happened 100%. Got a lock on it. Got the whole story. We're going to be telling you here. Yeah, she's sending undercover agents into golf courses to bust the owners for selling beer to golfers, which, of course, they have always done. Now, under Michigan's lockdown rules, these folks can sell liquor out the front door to go if they're selling a hamburger. But if golfers want some beer out the back door to go play on the golf course, ha, we're going to try to fine you and take away your license. All true. This is what Michigan is up to. This is what's wrong with the lockdowns from Oregon to Michigan to New York. It's insane. You're in the No Panic Zone. Quick break. We'll be right back.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com and right now save 30%. GruberHealth.com.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know what.
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council. You don't